Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all, a balanced life, a dreamy marriage, and a successful business. My name is Amy Wan, and I am a wife, a mom, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you my proven and time-tested strategies that are sure to help you, your relationships, and your business thrive. Each episode, I am going to meet you right where you are so I can give you proven and time-tested strategies that you need to build an immensely fruitful life. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you from experience, it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, thank you so much for being here today. And I want to dive right in to this episode. I want to talk to you about seven things of why is it important to live with intention. And when I talk to you about living with intention, I want to talk to you about what exactly does that mean? Like, I wonder how many definitions that we have. I think that living with intention can be scary when people say it that way, but it really just means that you're taking responsibility for yourself and your life. It means you are letting go of the rule book that society and your family has given you. And when you let go of the rules, guess who's in charge? You are. You. You get to decide. You get to decide to live with intention. And then now, scary part can be is now you've got a lot of decisions to make. So before I go any further, I also want to say, what's the difference between living with intention and living with purpose? So intention means it's kind of the goal or purpose behind a specific set of actions, whereas purpose is kind of an object to be reached. So intention means you intend to do something, you plan to do something. But when you live with purpose, that means your own individual purpose, like what the why you do anything. So for instance, my why for living with intention, I want to have a balanced life. I want to have time for my relationships, my children, my friends, my husband, my business, my staff. I want to have time for lifelong learning. I want to have time for health, all the things that are in our life, right? And make up of our life. But that is my purpose. My purpose for living intention is to live that balanced life. Because if I'm just going to and fro like I used to, then I don't have any balance and somebody or someone gets left out. So I am very intentional about what I spend my time on. So I want to talk to you today about what it means to live with intention, because it's so powerful. And right now we're in the time where everybody is saying, oh, I'll wait till January. I'll get through the holidays. Well, stop. You're wasting a good whole month of time that you could be making a change. Nothing is going to absolutely change the minute we hit January 1. So there's seven ways and seven things that is important to living with intention. Number one, use your free will. Whatever happens, you have free will on how to respond to the situation. The inner freedom that you have, it's kind of a self-mastery. It's that example, people make us angry, right? That's what we're taught as kids. You did something, now your mom and dad are angry at you. So whatever you did caused them to be angry. But in reality, we get to decide how we respond to any given situation. So you can respond differently than anger. You can walk away, you can talk calmly, or you can act out in anger. I mean, that's your choice. You have free will to respond in any situation. That gives you kind of that inner freedom. Number two, be present. Being wholly engaged in what you're doing and what is going on right here, right now. Be present physically in the moment, mentally, and emotionally in the moment. When you're doing that, especially in your relationships, and you're putting your whole body in, when you're spending time with your wife or spending time with your kids, you're putting your whole body in, not just a foot or not just a hand or, hey, I have my phone over here, but oh yeah, I'm going to talk. Be fully, wholeheartedly engaged in what you're doing and what is going on right now, because you're going to miss things and you're going to miss connections and you're going to miss letting other people feel like they're a priority to you. That's living with intention. Number three, cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness is the way to exist. It's that being grounded, aware of yourself, your surroundings and the people in them. Being mindful of the way you talk, the tone in your voice, being mindful of the perceptions that people around you are having, being mindful that you are one with yourself, that you're grounding yourself and not just kind of willy-nilly all over the place, right? So you're staying focused and aware of what's going on around you. You're not just willy-nilly or like right here zoned in, right? You're not just singularly focused here. You get there's other things around you. There's a time to focus like this, but there's also a time to be aware of things around you. Number four of things that it means to live with intention, adjust your expectations, especially during the holidays. You've got to get a little more flexible, right? In our thinking and our actions. So when people or situations disappoint you, you need to really assess the reality of the situation and kind of revise your expectation accordingly. Perhaps you maybe misjudged the person or the situation, or were unprepared for the way things surprisingly are turning out, right? So you got to add flexibility into your life. You got to kind of go with the flow sometimes and say, even though it's not done the way I want, it's okay. In the grand scheme of things, is this important or is this not, right? So you kind of got to be reasonable about what is expected in a normal part of life. So where do you need to be more flexible in your thinking? Five. Appreciate your own uniqueness. So there are so many facets of you that make up your unique you. There is no one else on this entire planet just like you. So why are you trying to make your spouse just like you? Sorry, that's my example. I think when we get married, we love what's different about our spouse. It draws us to them. And then we get married and those things start to get on our nerves. They start to grate on our nerves. So then we start having disagreements. Well, really what we're arguing for, think about it. Are you arguing for them to do it your way? Are you arguing with them to get them to start thinking more like you? Are you frustrated when you don't understand why they did something the way they did? Yeah, you've got to appreciate your own uniqueness and that of your spouse. This also works in business. So you can get really irritated by the way your staff is doing something, or you can tell them what you want the outcome to be, let them be unique on how they get to that end goal, right? But then also we beat ourselves up so very much. So stop doing that. Stop self-loathing. Stop self-negative talk, negative self-talk. Just be uniquely you and accepting of that. Number six, for living with intention, you have to assess what's really important to you. Your purpose provides a direction for your life. You know what you want to express, what you want to achieve, and you look for ways of doing that. You look for ways to fulfill your big why, your purpose. So purpose is different to goals. A purpose relates to the road to be traveled, how we're going to kind of do it. Whereas goals are the stops along the way. When the direction you're taking is significant and it's worthwhile to you, then your life has meaning. So a purpose is the road that you're traveling, but goals are your stops along the way to get to that end. Number seven on how to live with intention, find your own meaning and purpose. They can be a feeling, a longing for something, a sense of overall direction and destination. It may be something bigger than yourself, a vision that energizes and fills life with interest and challenge. What is your own meaning and purpose? And are you living for it? Or are you just letting life just go right on by you? Are you energized by the intentions that you're setting to live, right? Are you energized by those goals? If they're not exciting, even if they're scary, your goals should be scary and exciting. If they're not, they're probably not the goal. But if you're longing for something better, what is stopping you? And while you have to find your own meaning and purpose, what about finding your own meaning and purpose with your children, with your spouse? What would your meaning and purpose together be? So in business, you write a vision. You have a mission for your companies. Do you have that for your family, for your spousal relationship, for your children? Do you have that? And if not, why not? Because often we're very comfortable writing our mission and vision and our values for our company, and then we're missing the mark at home. It's just the exact same thing you're comfortable with doing at business. You just need to flip it to your house. You know how to do it, but a lot of times we don't even think about it that way. So a lot of those business tools that are making your businesses successful, you can put into action in your house to make you feel successful there. So these are seven ways that you can live with intention right now. You don't have to wait for the calendar to change into the next year. You don't have to wait until things get better in a certain area of your life. You start doing them right now. You have to live a life where you're finding some balance, where you're finding connection, and when you are finding your purpose. But you've got to live intentionally to get there. And then all of those balance, connections, and purpose, they all start flowing seamlessly together. But the first thing is setting your intentions. What do you intend to do? Don't set resolutions in January. Set intentions now. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Because here's the thing. Resolutions are different as well. Resolutions are things that you say, I'm going to change, that's going to make me better in this area, right? So you kind of think of them as, we are ready to make a change in this area. But what happens is you can't realistically set and complete that resolution goal because of the date on the calendar and a societal transition. You have to want it, not want it because you think that's what you should do. Right? That's a reason. There's a reason why physical health is the highest in January, because people feel like they have to do that. They have to get healthier. They have to get, this is their resolution. I know you want it, but if you wanted it, you'd already be doing it, right? So set an intention to do it, right? So also resolutions is just another way that kind of when you have motivation in the moment, but they're not well thought out in the impact of them. So you're not fully prepared for them. And then you set the resolution. And guess what? 2 or 3 weeks later, you're beating yourself up because you're not internally living with intention for your purpose, right? You're not internally motivated past the 2 to 3 weeks because you don't have it tied. Your intention's tied to your purpose. So what is your purpose in life? And I'm not talking about I am on this earth to do X, Y, and Z. Like, that's great. Like, I know part of my purpose is to serve married people. I know it. I know it in my bones. So I'm living out that purpose with this podcast. But what would be my purpose for getting healthy? What would be my why? Because working out is not my thing. Like, it's not something I like to do. But here's the thing. If I want to build my business to an 8-figure company, I have to be physically healthy to be able to withstand the stress that's thrown at an 8-figure business, the workload that's thrown at that. I need to be physically healthy, not just for that. That's my business life. But I want to be there for my kids. I want to be there for my grandkids in the future. I want to be there as long as I can for my spouse. I want to be healthy for me. I want to start feeling good. I have a ton of food allergies, y'all, and I have ignored them for years. And now that I've started dealing with them, yeah, it sucks. It sucks. I'm not going to lie. It sucks. But I feel so much better. So what is your purpose? That's my purposes. I have 3 purposes. They're all encompassing because I think you have to look at the full life picture. But what is your purpose for the intention that you're setting? I think just sit down and jot them down, journal them out. You don't have to have all the answers. Don't let not having the answer stop you. You could take the 7 things and you could start picking 1 or 2 and live with intention in that. Okay. I hope that you got value out of this. I want to hear from you. Tell me what your purpose is. Tell me what intentions you're setting. You can email me at amy@marriagesparks.com. But I also want you to go to marriagesparks.com and I want you to check out our Thrive membership that is coming up because it is going to be laid out for you to pick all the areas of your life and be hand-walked each month with live guest expert speakers. So on financial month, we will have a live expert guest speaker. You will have me with a live lesson each month. You'll have fireside chat questions where you can go and ask your spouse, whatever the subject of the month is, and have open-ended questions. You can have a conversation. You can have connection. There is so much more in there. But if you want to start living with intention, let me help you. Let me help you get there so that you're successful, so we don't have any more of that beating ourselves up for one more thing we didn't do. Because that is not necessary anymore. I'm going to set you up for success in your life, in your marriage, and your business. So marriagesparks.com. Check it out. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of the Marriage on Fire podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episode. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at www.marriagesparks.com. And don't forget to tag me on Instagram at @marriagesparks or at @TheAmyWine. And let me know what you took away from the episode or what you would love for me to talk about in the future. Thank you for listening, and I will see you again here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you
deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.